Now, I mentioned Imelda May. I thought a little Kentish Town Waltz wouldn't hurt us in the meantime. Also, Marty recommends, by the way.
Traipsed around from pub to pound shop through Kentish Town. Only a five or two were named. The drunk on the doorstep had more to ashamed.
Living over the offy had its trials, the fights all night out there and inside, those stews that lasted 3 days into four,
and the dreaded bailiffs returned to our door.
But we stuck with each other with all our might. We pulled it together and held on tight.
And I'm glad for us. Yeah, I'm glad McCree, but it's nothing to anyone except you and me. There are wrongs for every right. There's ups and there's downs, but you're the one for all my life. My true love I have found.
Watch the moon cover the might of the sun.
The weird evening light at a quarter past one. And I knew in my head, as I lay in our bed, you'd stay in my heart till the day I was dead. We killed each other,
then loved in time, and laughed till we almost cried.
Yeah, we cried. Well, when it all went to hell, and my heart it broke till I swear I died.
But we stuck with each other with all our might. We pulled it together and held on tight. And I'm glad for us, yes,
I'm glad, McCree, but it's nothing to anyone except you and me.
I remember an album called No Turning Back. I remember Love Tattoo and Mayhem and all that. We've chatted with Imelda before. Kentish Town Waltz made it onto Marty Recommends on the album. I'd say it made a fortune for Imelda May. Morning, Imelda.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Ah, sure, I'm hanging on by a thread.
You sound...
What do I sound?
Are you? What's up with you?
Nothing in the world. What's up with you? Are you out walking?
No, I'm just in my garden.
You are? So you're in your garden?
I'm in my garden.
You're right. You're going around. And where's your garden, Imelda? Yeah. Where is it now? Where's the garden now?
I'm in Hampshire.
Is that where you're living now?
Oh, I'm here a long time. I emigrated a lot of years ago.
No, I know you did. I know you did. I know. But I'm just thinking about all those years and all that work and all that great success that you've had. And I'm thinking about you over in Hampshire now in the sunshine. Are you locked in? Are you all kind of keeping away from everybody and everything at the moment, or what are you doing?
Oh yeah. I'm going by what I was told to do, unlike the people who told us.
they rarely do what they tell other people to do. Have you noticed that? Listen to me. It's lovely to hear your voice, and it's lovely to hear you as bubbly as ever. Listen, this new EP. I didn't know people released EPs anymore. The extended play. Look at you and your poetry.
Yeah. I've been writing poetry for a long time.
But to actually to release it in this way is very different.
Well, it was just I wanted to put music to words without, you know, I thought the poetry was enough on its own without turning them into a song, or, and it just moved me, you know, and my family are used to me reciting poetry, so yeah. My family and friends encouraged me, said, you know, you should share this with other people other than us. So I went into a studio and worked on with a friend, Tim Brown and Davina Rossi, who I was working on the album with.
Yes.
And I said, instead of working on the album, I've written all this poetry, and I'd already recorded the vocals and some backing vocals and all. I said, would you fancy, let's put some strings on it and some guitars. And I was really happy with how it turned out. And luckily my record company and my lovely management have been brilliant, and they've all got behind it and loved it and texted me and told me how much they loved it. So
that's gorgeous.
I've been blown away by the response, to be honest.
Yeah. You see, the thing is, you've got a bunch of styles. You've had a bunch of styles going on. And you know, people kind of say, oh, you're this, you're that. The great thing about you is that you don't seem to mind too much what they say, because as far as you're concerned, you can turn one direction and suddenly turn into another one. And that's the beauty of it, isn't it?
I you can't be living life for other people, can you?
No. There's no value in that. There's no value in that. And if you have the option that you don't have to, well, even better. Now, talk to me about Home, the track Home, on the album. It's called Slip of the Tongue. I better explain. It's called Slip of the Tongue. But talk to me about Home.
Home was a friend of mine was getting, a really good friend of mine, Sarah Stokes, was getting married. I can't remember if she asked me to do a poem for her. I think she did, or I offered. And I decided to write one about love, but I didn't want to write a poem just about love and getting married. I wanted to write about real, deep love of any kind.
Yeah.
Just love in its purest form, whether it's the love you have for your family or your child or, you know, whatever that love is, that's the one that makes you feel like you're home.
Right.
That's the love, that you can be yourself and you can be loved for who you are. And it doesn't matter with who that is. It doesn't have to be a relationship love. Whatever the love is that makes you feel like home, that you can be yourself, that your shoulders drop, that you can breathe, that's the love that I wrote about. And I read for her. So, and then I put up with beautiful strings by Davide Rossi. He's a phenomenal player, and it was magical when the strings went with it. I was so happy.
Yeah.
And I've had so many people contact me about how it makes them feel and that it connected with them. And I think that's really important at the moment, connection in this time of isolation, that we feel like we're together, and I think we value simple love more than anything.
And also we miss hugs.
Yeah.
You miss hugs. Awful.
What is love, you ask? My head spins, recalling every song, story, words, and glorious things I ever heard. Every cliche rings in my ears like a bell announcing the birth of a new day or the death of yesterday. Depends on how you hear it. I haven't a clue. So I ask love, what are you? Love replies, can't you feel me? I'm here. I'm the one holding your hand, reminding you not to forget me. I'm the warm feeling in your belly when you don't know why. I'm the ache to the core when one someone sways to the other side of a vibe. I'm the tingle on your skin when it's touched by the tip of a thrill you can rely on. The knowing when your eyes meet eyes that recognize yours and hold you, loose enough to move freely, but tight enough to never let you fall. I'm the breath you take in and let all the way out to the end. When you're held and you're
your shoulders drop into arms you flop that feel like a blanket of truth. And wrap you and soothe you to the moon you thought was in the sky. I'm the backbone that holds it all together. The vertebrae stacked on top of each other when it's all gone pear-shaped and wrong. I'm the biting on your lip, keeping it zipped, swallowing words that could wound and rip apart. I'm choosing kindness over being right. I'm the fight in you when you don't know how. The light in you when it's gone right out. I'm life when I'm near. Hope without fear. I'm nothing fancy in a world dripping in gold, but a beautiful jewel never bought, never sold. And when you open your heart and let me in alone, you'll know who I am, because I feel like home.
There's another poem on there called Stay. I read out on the Late Late Show, and I wrote that during isolation. And that's about that, missing people and finding it hard and being told you should be learning languages and cooking and gardening and all that kind of stuff. That maybe we should just stop and learn from this and just not knowing what to do is the thing to do, you know.
Well, it's about stopping and taking time, which we never do because we are running around and we can't. Do the words come easy to you? Do you find yourself looking at things, I mean, in the normal course of events, do the words come easy because you've been writing poetry for a while? Does inspiration arrive from all manner of places?
Yeah, well, poetry is easier for me to write than songs. Because you're not restricted by the rhythms and the timings and moving through a song. You can change the tempo of it wherever you want, and you can kind of go, there's a little more freedom to it, I find. So it flows out of me when I'm in the mood, when it's the right time. If I try and force it, nothing happens. But if it comes to me an idea, I have to pick up a pen and go for it. And then I go back and refine it later. But by the way, I have to mention, my late Uncle Joe Comerford, who was a taxi driver, he wrote poetry and he used to come around and recite it in the house to us often. And then my dad also writes poetry and read me. He's written a beautiful one that I got him to read out in the O2 once about homelessness, and it was just fab.
Yeah.
He used to read me Pat Inglesby and Spike Milligan and all those wonderful poems to put me to sleep as a kid.
Yeah.
So it's part of our culture, Marty.
That's right. And it's a wonder when it goes into your head and some of that, I mean, the Spike Milligan stuff. Spike Milligan had a whole book called Silly Verse for Kids, and it was just silly poems, and they were beautiful and brilliantly written. And it's amazing the way that stuff... Yeah, they are. And it sustains you. It's really good for the head and the heart, isn't it?
I read that to my daughter. It's brilliant, and it's great for adults as well. The Ning Nang Nong most people will know of more than any of them.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
One of the poems on the album Elephant is inspired by that style of writing. But Pat Inglesby, by the way, is one of our massive heroes.
I totally agree.
He's a total genius.
We used to see him out in Howth. He'd be selling the books in Howth at the pier, at the wall, at the walk. And he's a gorgeous man, the most wonderful man. He really is. I love the fact that you're doing this. I really do. And I'm also thinking about the fact that you put the violins, that you've got David Rossi doing the work. Because he's worked with Coldplay. He's worked with a whole bunch. Do you work with the Verve and stuff? Like, that's really coming together, what you're doing. I think that's gorgeous. That's gorgeous.
Yeah, you'd know his sound when you hear it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like
and
anything.
He's a fab Italian.
Yeah, well, there's very few Italians who aren't fab in my book. I'm very taken with the Italians. So when you how many tracks are we talking about? It's called an EP, poetry EP, Slip of the Tongue and Melder. How many tracks are on it?
There's 9 tracks on there, but in the last couple of years, just alone, I've written over 100. So I was going through them all, trying to get the right ones, and pages and pages, but and then I recorded about, I don't know, 35 of them, and then I whittled it down to 9 for an EP. I didn't want to overload people with it. And it's only, I don't know, about 15, 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
You could put it under the car. I think people are just chilling out a little bit more in this. I think people are just stopping podcasts and all that. It's accidental, by the way, that I wasn't planning to release this during a pandemic.
No, I didn't think so. I have a great idea. No. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, no, but, I get you. So
well, it's the way it is.
It's the way it is. Absolutely. Oh, God bless you. That's a lovely cough. Mind yourself now. Be careful. Listen, I just found on the Ning Nang Nong. Do you remember? Do you don't remember, do you? You don't remember the words on the Ning Nang Nong, where the cows go bong.
On the Ning Nang Nong, all the cows go bong.
The monkeys all say boo.
All say boo.
There's a Ning Nang Ning, where the trees go ping, and the teapots jibber jabber jew. Nong Ning Nang on the mice go clang, and you just can't catch them when they do. So it's Ning Nang Nong.
Ning Nang Nong.
Cows go bong. Nong nang ning, trees go ping. Nong ning nang, the mice go clang. That's fantastic that you're teaching this brilliant work to your child. That's fantastic. Listen,
isn't it fab?
It's wonderful, and it makes you smile. And it doesn't matter what age you are, it gives you a laugh.
But by the way, Spike Milligan wrote a beautiful poem about contagion and it's infectious, and he talks about a smile, how infectious it is. That's a beautiful one, and perfect for this time.
It is, and he tells you to spread it around. I'm a huge Spike Milligan fan, and I remember that poem. It's a gorgeous one. There's another one I want to mention on your album called The Coming.
Oh, Becoming? Mm. Becoming is, it sounds like it's about me. It starts off, I am woman, I am I. But I wrote it from a viewpoint of women, all women, and I am one of those. So I wrote it in the first person, but I meant it from all of us, and the strengths and the weaknesses, and I didn't know what to call it. I had no title for it, and I happened to be at lunch with Michelle Obama.
Oh, for God's sake, whose book is called Becoming?
Yes, and I won't tell you about that. But
why not? Tell me. I've all day. I'm not going anywhere.
No.
I can't travel.
No. I was in awe of her. I wasn't out for lunch like a pair of gal pals. I was a total fan, and we were chatting, and I just read her book, and I found it fabulous.
Yeah.
Really inspiring, and I read her the poem. I was asked to read it, so I read her my poem, and I said, do you know what? She said, what's it called? And I said, I haven't got a title for it, but I just read your book, Becoming, and it would fit perfectly. Would you mind? And she said, it would be my honour. And I said, thank you so much. So I called it Becoming.
Isn't that fantastic? Can I ask you how you ended up at the, was it a literary lunch of some sort?
No. It was just one of those mad days.
The CIA have clearly told you not to tell me anything. I adore her. She's wonderful, and what an amazing book. And if only she'd go into politics, she could be the first woman and black president of America.
God, I can't see that happening over there at this moment in time with who they actually voted in or didn't vote in, actually got in by proxy. But
she's saying
it wouldn't be amazing. She would be. She'd have my vote for sure if I lived over there. She's.
I never had a vote. Yeah, I know. But
she's a highly intelligent, well educated, classy woman that is just has a heart of gold. So. She was really lovely.
Yeah. It sounds like you're just... So are you.
Ah, God, Marty, you're lovely.
Listen, Becoming is the second track, and we're going to play that today as well. Listen, it's been a joy. You're safe and well. You sound happy, Imelda. I'm glad
good.
That you do. You do. You sound like you're in good form. And the sun
thank
is shining.
You. I am.
Yeah, well.
I'm delighted to have a garden and me health and me daughter, and I'm grateful for a lot of things. I'm grateful my mum and dad are still good, so
yes,
I'm
exactly.
very grateful.
A while since you've seen them, I take it?
Yes, and I'm missing them like, don't start me, I'll start crying. I'm missing them like mad.
I won't.
I'm like mad, but I'm glad they're good.
Well, we're mad about you, and hopefully we'll see you when you come home. So keep the faith.
Take care,
Imelda, and thanks so many for the chat today. I loved it.
Oh, thank you. Lovely to talk to you.
You're an angel.
I am woman. I am me. Mother, daughter, sister, free thinker, activist, writer, boss, singer, sinner, lover, carer, beginner, introvert, extrovert, every kind of art, assertive, confident, confidant, nonconformist, nonchalantly flaunting, flirting, funny as hell, storyteller, story keeper, dreamer, reader, non-believer, bleeder, bleeding deadly, survivor, some kind of thriver. I'm a chancer, a skiver, thirsty for knowledge, I'm full of it. Full of pain, full of joy, one size doesn't fit. I am the seed, I am the earth, I am Gaia, she, I matriarch. I am I am we, I am woman, I am me.